Amen. Good evening. Good evening. Glad to have you here tonight. It's a nice, cool weather out this evening. Actually, it is. I mean, compared to this afternoon, I love the heat, though. I was so glad when it started getting hot and you felt that heat on my bald head, right? No, I do. I mean it, though. I like the heat. But I also like the cool breeze coming across here. Cooler. I mean, it's like down to 80 or something. You know, amen. Amen. Glad to have you here tonight. 262, the light of the world is Jesus. Let's all stand together. 262. If we have the light of Jesus Christ, we're no longer in darkness. Amen. That sounded like I started off wrong and finished right. Amen. That's what happened there. Amen. Aren't you glad that, you know, it's so amazing that people try to figure out the things of God. And they say, well, I just don't believe that stuff. You know, that stuff doesn't make sense. And it doesn't make, I'll agree to that. It doesn't make sense. But when we receive Jesus Christ as our Savior, He makes His word come alive, and we become quickened, and all of a sudden, the impossible becomes possible. Isn't that exciting? Let's pray. Let's pray together this evening. Father, we're thankful, Lord, for this time to be gathered together in your house tonight. Lord, I do pray that you would bless our time together as we come and we pray and lift up our requests, our desires, one with another, and then, Lord, as we bring your word, Lord, I pray that you would be honored and you be glorified in all that's said and done. Well, thank you for it now in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Thank you. Please be seated. Amen.
Hey, good evening, everyone. I can say this much. I know right now the Lord is waiting to hear from us. I've seen a video today of a father talking about when his daughter was born minutes after. It was amazing. It came down to every time, minutes after the birth, the baby heard the dad's voice, she was just completely quiet and calmed down and relaxed. And out of all of that, the guy who posted the video basically said, the father is always there. And when he's trying to say to us, he loves us. And if we just open our eyes to see that a father loves their child so much, and when the voice is heard, if we open our eyes to hear it. So open our eyes tonight when we go to prayer and just focus on him above, because he wants to answer our prayers. And he knows our every need before we even go to him. But if we go with the right heart, he's going to answer our prayers. So kind of getting to this, again, these are always in the back to kind of fill out so we can have them on the prayer sheet. So if you have this sheet for tonight's lesson, also on it is all the prayer requests that we get through the cards so we can have them, and it kind of just saves time that we don't have to ask. But again, if someone has something that they have heavy on their heart, just came up, I'll say I do. Abigail asked us to pray for her tomorrow. She's going to a specialist. She's been having some heart issues. At her age, one of the possibilities is that they would have to give her a pacemaker. So she is not wanting that, obviously. So I ask all of us to just lift her up, and God can heal everything that's going on so she doesn't have to go through that. And then also I have one from Jessica. The young man they found in the car, unresponsive, taken to the hospital. They don't know the name, but the Lord does. And asking for prayer for this individual that the Lord would just heal him up in the situation that took place there. And then also going to the sheet now, praise for Kevin and Judy. They're doing well on their travel. Again, anyone else that's out there traveling, we just ask that you keep them in mind, travel mercies, travel safety. But they're having a good time, and they're not in their place tonight. So certainly we just keep them in prayer that they continue to have a good time and come home to us safely. And then spiritual needs, we have Angela, David, John, and Jeff. Again, these have been on here for quite some time. And let's just put a little effort in that section right there, that the Lord would do something in their lives that will make a difference. And again, we know, we see the Lord work in our lives every day. But someone who's not close to the Lord or doesn't actually have the Lord in their heart, they need something special and something that is going to draw them. And Jesus wants them. He's knocking at their door, at their heart, and he wants to come into that heart. So just a little special time on the special needs there for those. And then physical needs, we have Miss Liz, Francis, Margaret, Jesse Jr., Michelle, and Maria. And again, a little time on that. Certainly, we all have someone that we know that's going through something, medical needs. I spoke with my mom this past weekend, and a while back I told you she had fell. She has a cast on her arm, and then she calls me up, and she's kind of laughing about it. She's like, well, I got the cast on this arm, and now I'm going this way, and I stubbed my toe on the other side, and I got a boot on. So I'm walking with a cast and a boot, and she's up in age, but doing well, good spirit. But she just asked us to continue to pray, because she knows we've been praying for my mom and dad. My dad's doing great. He's never home now. He's always out and about doing something. So 90 years old and still going. Thank you for all your prayers on that. And then our missionaries, how many enjoyed the LePages here this weekend? Was that something? That's impressive. He did a good lesson and very impressed. You know me, I love missionaries and seeing people here showing their heart. So I'm going to ask tonight, let's split this in half on the missionaries that we do support, and let's take everybody on this side, do the left side of the page, and everybody on this side, pick a missionary from this side, and let's really focus on just one individual from each side and bring it to the Lord that they get the desires and the needs that they need in the mission field. And then again, it was a blessing again to see the LePages, and then they're dating their daughter to get the treatment she needs while they're back here, and encouragement in the work. So with that said, I'm going to ask this. Now, pray, anyone have a praise, something special that happened this week? Amen. See, answer prayers. You got to pray. Anybody else? Eddie?
Yeah, I want to publicly praise God. There's lots of things that happen. So many good things that happen. And too many to tell. So thank you for that. Amen.
Amen. And Eddie's teaching Sunday school. He said he's been going through challenges along with the lessons he's teaching. So when you get into something like that and you're teaching, you're studying, and then you ask the Lord, hey, show me something from this lesson, he's getting his answers to prayer too. So amen. Amen. Anybody else? If not, we'll break up and go to prayer. All righty. Let's find someone to pray with. And again, just this side has one side, we have the other.
Well, amen. We have we started last week on this lesson that I knew we wouldn't get through, and so we're going to pick back up and we'll see if we can get through it. Proverbs chapter 2, verse 20. We'll at least get into it. I don't know how far we'll get through it, but we'll get into it. This is going to be our, it's our conclusion to this series, not the series in Proverbs, but the mini series inside of Proverbs on the voice of wisdom. And so we talk about the voice that knows the end, the voice of, that has the direction, knows there's an end in sight. So the voice of wisdom is calling us in a direction, not just shouting out to us, right? And we've talked about this as we've gone through this. Every voice that directs us leads us somewhere, okay? Every voice leads us somewhere. Whether we acknowledge that or not, it doesn't matter. It's still leading us there. And so we talked about the sinner in chapter 1's leading us in what they're leading us in, lead us in that direction of the gain, about gain and talking about being rich, and their direction is immediate gain without regard for where it came from or what it would cost or who it would cost. And then we talked about that, so that was the sinners, and then the sinners that entice us, right? And then the evil man leads into a direct in a direction. He leads us in the way of a dark path. Really, his direction is away from uprightness and into the crooked life, right? Talked about these things where truth is twisted and darkness is chosen and evil enjoyed. Like, is that really the deal? That's exactly the deal that's in here. It's a path where wrong thinking becomes wrong living. And then the strange woman, you know the strange woman, right? The strange woman isn't what we think of the strange woman. The strange woman is like wisdom is also spoken of as a woman. And so the woman is also the why of wisdom. So, amen? Recovery there? All right. But she offers forbidden pleasure. Her direction looked pleasant, but it descends toward death, and we've seen that. But wisdom has shown us that, shows us what those voices do not show us. Wisdom sees the end of the road, right? All those other voices that draw us away, they show us what's right now, right? But here's the thing, the voice we follow matters because the path we walk has a destination. We're not just walking along and what happens, happens, right? This is how the world lives. Hey, whatever happens is going to happen. Don't talk like that. Well, you know, it is what it is. No, come on. It isn't what it is, right? I don't know what that means either. When I'm saying, we use phrases, I'm okay. It's okay to use phrases. It is what it is, and I know what that means. That's okay. But it's in the sense of life isn't going to just be whatever just because, well, I'm going to go down this way, and whatever happens is going to be. No, there's choices, the directions we follow. So we look at our outline a little bit here. I've got some of those highlighted for us. Number one, I'm just going to cover some of those real quick to get us back. Wisdom teaches us to look beyond the present, okay? Let's go down, just drop down Roman numeral 2. Okay, wisdom reveals the stability of the upright. Okay, we looked at that. Let's look at verse 21, chapter 2, verse 21. For the upright shall dwell in the land, and the perfect shall remain in it. So we find that stability. And to dwell in the land speaks of being settled. The contrast is between being settled and being removed. That's the two concepts of being removed from that place. And so wisdom leads to a life that is settled under the blessing and order of God. And so the perfect shall remain in it. All right? The perfect are who is going to remain in that, who's going to remain in that place. And in that perfect will of God, it's not just the land. And so number one, perfect speaks of integrity, complete, and upright. It's one whose life is not divided between two directions. And so here's what we're saying. I had to try to get through that. We're almost at start time. So amen. So I wanted to get through that, catch us back up, get our mind back in that place. And now here's where we are. Listen, for one that's divided between two voices, right? Two directions. You ever been there? Just me. A couple of Brother John, all right, two of us. The truth is, most of us hover in that place, right? The scripture says, why halt you? Right, between two opinions. So we find this thing. This is common. I mean, when I say it's common, it doesn't mean it's okay. I just mean this is the kind of things that we get to. That's why the Word of God tells us about these things. It doesn't tell us about, well, I'm glad we're not like that. Come on. No, he tells us because this is what we struggle with and we got to deal with. And so Solomon is bringing this up to his son, and God's given this to us so that we can get this in our head. What do we do when we find these things? We're not coming to this unaware. And so the ones that have a stable life are the ones that aren't constantly being, they're not being drawn by, they're not being drawn away by two different, they're not being divided between two different directions. Yes. You know, a lot of times this is the person that is one person at church and they're another person at home, and then sometimes they're a third person at work, right? And then they're super bipolar, have a fourth person somewhere else with their friends or something. You know what I'm saying? This is kind of what happens, and this is what happens. And this is what happens, kind of being drawn, divided between two voices and between two directions. And so it's really not a stable life. It's not a pleasant life. It's not a blessed life. It's really not even a happy life. It's a life of instability, and it's not the ones that are going to be rooted and stable in the land. And so we think about this kind of thing is... The fact is, what happens is, I think I know what's going to make me happy, right? I think I know what's going to really be a blessing in my life. If I do this, this is really, we're all like that, folks. Don't think, well, you know, I try not to be. Yeah, amen, we all try not to be. But we're all kind of we can all find ourselves in that trap. And so, sometimes I think the two voices aren't just the evil man or the sinner or the strange woman. I think a lot of times what happens is those kinds of people draw us away as Satan does, draws us of our own lusts. It's really us. It's at the end of the day, you know what I want to do? I want to do what pleases me. I want to do what pleases me. And so what we got to find, there becomes this instability, comes with this divided between doing what I want, my path. By the way, is my path evil? Not necessarily. Right? Is my path greedy? Not necessarily. Is my path about pleasure? Okay, probably. Right now, maybe it is greedy and maybe it is evil. I'm saying, but the fact is, God said, just get on my path. This is where stability is. This is what the Jews had such a hard time figuring out. So, but it's really this. Here's what he's talking about. Not switching back and forth. I'm gonna do me. I'm gonna do me for a while. Then I'm gonna jump over and do God. Then I'm gonna do me, and then I'm gonna do God. Man, it's so unstable. So unstable. Okay, number two, new material. My family, that's what Pastor Walsh would always say. New material on Wednesday night. So my family laughs. I don't know. You hear something long enough, you're going to repeat it. Right? Y'all going to be repeating stuff I say. And y'all going to be like, yes, as Pastor said, and you're going to make fun. And that's going to be okay. That's all right. I think he would be endeared by it too. Okay, number two. Wisdom produces a continuous path. A continuous path. Okay, it's a path that continues on. A under there. The upright does not just enter the right path for immediate gain, but he remains in it. Okay, listen, he doesn't just, or she, doesn't just get in that path and say, listen, if I'm going to get in that path so I can get the thing that
You know, okay. You know what happens a lot of times? And we just dealt with it a little bit here just a moment ago. Prayer. You know when we get real serious about prayer? When things ain't going well. Try go get sick for a minute. See if prayer doesn't become a little bit higher up on your, right? Amen? You get sick or a relationship problem or losing your job or a financial problem or, you know, whatever. You find yourself in a mess. All of a sudden, prayer elevates in your life and it becomes something. And you know what we do sometimes? It's funny. We'll watch it. Folk all of a sudden will get real faithful to church. All of a sudden, real faithful to church. Real faithful to saying things about Jesus. Real faithful to doing the things. They'll come and they'll be in that place until, you know, because they want to get that thing. By the way, you know who I'm saying? Folks, who I'm talking about? I'm talking about us too, right? I'm not talking about the other people. I'm talking about us too. We'll all of a sudden get real serious. We'll get serious with spending time in the Lord and devotions and prayer or whatever, reading our Bible. All of a sudden, Bible becomes like super important. For a moment, and then we get that thing we're looking for, and we get out of it. That's not really what wisdom produces. Wisdom produces a path that we don't enter just for a moment, but we remain in it. And when we're being drawn, by the way, listen, sometimes, and I mentioned this already, sometimes we get sidetracked a little bit. We get drawn, and your arms getting pulled into, you know, figuratively. Hopefully, your arm's getting drawn over here a little bit, and you don't even realize it. And all of a sudden, you come to yourself and like, whoa, what am I doing? And the wise get right back on there. I'm not saying we're never slip out, right? Because if we think that way, we're always going to be beating ourselves up. Man, I did it again. Yeah, that's humanity. But the one that, what we're talking about, the voice of wisdom, keeps us right back to that really quick. Right back to that place, and continuously, and that's what we're talking about here, continuously in that path. So, see, it's beyond the immediate promise and to a greater end, into a greater end. So in Proverbs 20:21, it is not giving the full New Testament doctrinal understanding of eternal life. Look again, verse 21. For the upright shall dwell in the land, and the perfect shall remain in it. We're not going to get this concept of remaining. It's not the concept of eternal life. Sometimes we want to grab the gospel out of things like this, and that's not really. This is really for the saved, and it really is this. Number one, it shows the true direction of the righteous life. This is what it's talking about. It's that direction. The upright shall dwell in the land. We're already talking about the upright. You're going to dwell in that, and the perfect shall remain in it. Okay? You're going to remain in that path. That's what we're talking about here tonight, is that kind of situation where we want to find ourselves continually dwelling in that. Okay, Roman numeral 3. Wisdom reveals the removal of the wicked. Verse 22, but the wicked shall be cut off from the earth, and the transgressors shall be rooted out of it. Okay, so A, the wicked shall be cut off from the earth. That's it. They cut off from the earth. Number one, this is the other side of the contrast. And so I said there's a contrast. In Proverbs, there's contrast continually. It's over and over. This is how Solomon gave the Proverbs. There's this side of it and that side of it. Two sides of a coin. Or the contrast constantly. So now we're going to look at here at the end a little bit the contrast of the upright. A, the upright dwell while the wicked are cut off. I set y'all up for an easy one there. All right? So the wicked are cut off. So number two, the wicked may appear to be settled for the moment, right? No. They look like everything's going good, right? That's how the wicked does. And we think, oh, yeah, we find this through the Psalms a lot of times, you know, in different places. Why are the wicked? They're doing so well. And, you know, so many times that the righteous want to complain to God about why the wicked are doing so good. Right? why they're doing so good. We're struggling. We're trying to live for Jesus, and it's hard. And the wicked, they're doing. Can you just hear God saying, just hold your horses? Right? Just, I know it looks like that, but just, we're going to see down the road. Okay? Can you hear God say, I mean, I don't want to bring God down like he's just chatting with us, but I just want to kind of give, sometimes he is our Heavenly Father. I think of him like, you know, maybe a little intimately. And I think God says, you know, I just kind of imagine God saying, can you just trust me? Can you just trust me? And you know what we want to say? But God, you know, this, God said, you think I know? Well, yeah, but God, he's doing this and she's doing that and this is getting away. Yeah, say, can you hear God saying, nobody's getting away with anything? It may seem like it may seem like they're settled for the moment and they're having a great time. They're enjoying all the world, all the life. It looks like it, man. I'm telling you, sometimes people look so amazingly happy when inside their heart is rotting. Emotionally, they're rotting. And they've put on their best face and they overdid it. And you're like, man, they are loving life. Our social media age has done that. Even worse, people have this story life, and you hear these stories, and they have all this. They post all these things of all these things they're doing, like they're jet setting and having this wonderful life. And then there's a divorce. You're like, wow, what? I thought y'all were together. No, that's the pictures of them posing to look like they're happy. But that's not real life, and so we see that. Hey, their path may seem successful and have gain, and B, their voices may even sound confident, right? But then we get to number three. But wisdom looks past appearance, and it looks to the end. And so wisdom isn't trying to... Wisdom isn't trying to make us look the part. You understand? We could get so focused on what this outside looks like. How starched your shirt is, right? How neat and tied your tie is, right? My wife would give me a hard time because I wear the same jacket every Wednesday night. So you should have more jackets. I'm like, I got this one works. And if I wouldn't have told you, most of y'all wouldn't even noticed. You know? The guys wouldn't have noticed. The guys still will forget that. The guys like, oh, he does? So we had a pastor when I was in Bible college. My mind just went blank on his name. No. Doesn't matter. But he would come, and every Wednesday night, he'd wear the same jacket. And every Sunday, he'd wear the same. I think it took me months and months and months to realize that. And I'm like, I told my wife one day, I said, I think that's the same jacket he wore last Wednesday. She looked at me like, are you crazy? Are you like being funny? I'm like, what? You know, so anyway, why'd I say that? Wisdom looks past what it looks like. By the way, I'm not saying what we look like, but I'm not talking about what we look like in dress, our appearance. I'm saying what it looks like we're blessed, what it looks like we're doing the right thing. What wisdom looks beyond what it looks like right now, okay? But looks past that to the end, where we're going down there. Sometimes God's people will go through some mud, crawling on their bellies at times, you know what I'm saying? Under barbed wire, and it's ugly. I mean, sometimes Job, I mean, he's doing a belly crawl in the mud if there ever was a guy with boils and sores on him and with good friends grabbing at his legs, yanking him. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's just a miserable, miserable thing. And this is the kind of thing. And you look at that and you say, man, I just don't know. And we're going to get to that this Sunday night again. I mean, man, it just keeps getting worse. His friends don't get better. They get worser. You know what I'm saying? And so it's this thing. So listen, wisdom looks beyond appearance to the end. What's down there? And that's what's going to see. B, the transgressors shall be rooted out of it. They're going to be rooted out. And so, number one, rooted out is stronger than cut off. It's not just that they're going to be cut off. It says that. But the wicked shall be cut off from the earth, and the transgressors shall be rooted out of it. He kind of gives this increasing difference here. A, it pictures something pulled up from its place, being pulled up by the roots, right? You ever see somebody just come over and grab a weed and just kind of rip it off the leaves off? You're like, why even bother? Yeah. It's going to be back tomorrow. Matter of fact, later on today, it might be in Florida. But when you know, what you do is you get down close and you wiggle it, loosen them roots a little bit. It, when the whole thing comes out, it is, right? And but you wiggle it, kind of. Can you kind of see God wiggling them a little bit? And he pulled. That's what rooted up means. I mean, it be what looked established in their life is completely removed. Now, I'm telling you, folks, you don't want to be a part of that thing. You don't want to be a part of that. That's what Solomon's trying to listen. Passing on wisdom is Solomon's telling his son. Listen, don't listen to those voices. They're going to put you in a place. You're going to think you're going to have the good things. You're going to have a good job, good gain, good pleasure, all this, all the things you think is going to make you happy. He said, and what he's saying, he said, they're going to be rooted up. And it's going to be completely removed. Number two, sin does not produce permanence. In the way of, it does have some permanent consequence, but in this way, what we're talking about, being settled. A, it may promise freedom, talking about sin, may promise freedom, but it leads to bondage. Good job. I'm going to start giving out candy or something if you get it right. Yeah, you're like, yeah, do that. Then I have to make them harder. It would take longer. Anyway, sin promises freedom. You can do whatever you want. This is what people have a problem with, the once saved, always saved. Yeah, you people, you just think you get saved, you can just sin what you want. No, that's dumb. Nobody thinks that. Not people that really understand the Word of God. But sin says, the concept that the voices will say, if you could, you don't have to do what they say down there at the church. You don't have to listen. You don't have to listen. If anybody ever says you don't have to listen to your pastor, bring them to me. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. No, don't do that. Don't do that. If anybody says you don't have to, people can say you don't have to listen to your pastor. That's all right. But if people say you don't have to listen to this, I'm going to tell you this. You know, flee from them. Flee from them. They are not going to be a help to you. Yeah, but I love them. Yeah. You ain't going to. Okay? You ain't going to love what they're going to do to you. Okay? So, it promises freedom, but it leads to bondage. B, it may promise gain, but it leads to loss. Loss. Okay, C, it may promise life, but it ends in... Yeah, y'all had that one. See, I set y'all up some easy ones here. All right? You're welcome. See, this is where the voice of wisdom presses the eternal issue. So, number one, every path has an end. No man can treat his direction lightly. No one. We can't treat the direction we're going. We can't treat it lightly. So, number two, the Bible ultimately shows only two final ends. Is that right? Yeah. Well, that and purgatory. So the Bible doesn't talk about purgatory, does it? So okay, so if there's something other than the two ways, it's not Bible. Is that pretty fair? Okay. Man, I was off on that. Thank y'all for I appreciate that. We're with it. All right. I'm gonna set y'all up sometime to make sure you're It's Bible. It's not me. It's this. Right? So A, life with God and judgment apart from God. That's the two final ends. Life with God or judgment apart from God. That's it. That's it. There's no middle ground. There's no, well, you know, if I don't quite get it, I can have a time to hold out for a while and maybe figure out a way to get there. Man, it's interesting. There's a lot of interesting ideas. I mean, the world is full of interesting ideas. It's just not what God says. It's just not what he says. So we could come up with good solutions. I don't want to say good solutions. We could come up with alternative solutions. And what we call those is other voices that lead us and say, you know, you don't really have to do that now. You can catch up with it later. People that say, you know, I'm just going to live my life to the fullest now, and when I get old, then I'll start following Jesus. Old happens before you know it, right? And then when you get old, you're like, oh, I've already wasted this much. And it's never easy. It's never easy to make that decision to turn to Jesus Christ, because I got to turn away from me. So that's it. Number three, wisdom is not just warning us about a harder life now. Okay, wisdom isn't just saying, when I'm saying wisdom, I'm talking about God's wisdom, what Solomon's saying. He's not just saying, hey, it's going to be, if you don't do this right, you're going to live a tough life right now. It's more than that. Now, it is that. He definitely is that. He talks about, in the Proverbs, talks about constantly. If you don't live like this, you're going to have trouble. You're going to be troubled. You're going to be unrooted. You're going to be upper. You're going to be unsettled. You're going to be not be established. You're going to always have problems. Your friends are going to turn on you. It's going to be. I mean, listen. He talks about a lot of trouble on this earth, but wisdom looks beyond that to the end. You follow me? There's the voice of wisdom is leading down a path that's more than just right here. It's to the end, and so it is warning us that the wrong road ends in destruction. That's the warning. And then B, wisdom is calling us to the way of life. That's the end. All right, conclusion. Y'all don't have any more blanks there, do you? Okay, good. That matched up to me. Y'all looked at me crazy. You're like, wow, I'm done early, right? Not done. Some of y'all know there's no. Now I'm usually done on time, but not early. Okay, so here's the thing. Number one, wisdom has been speaking. Okay, wisdom's been speaking to us, all because the road ends somewhere. That's why wisdom's crying out to us. That's why she's calling out to us. That's why she's trying to get us. She's called. She's warned. She's reproved. She's instructed. She's protected. She's delivered. All the things that we've talked about through the course of this series. All the things that she's been doing. It's because there's an end. Can you see the magnitude of what's going on here? It's not just, hey, I want to keep you out of, you know, like, making some mistakes. Yeah. But it's so much bigger than that. There's an end to this. And by the way, not just an end for you that are sitting here tonight, but an end for those that you're going to be interacting with. Children, grandchildren, neighbors, friends, whoever it's that you're going to interact with. There's an end. There's an end to this thing. And is it worth it? I don't always like to tell people, I don't really like this phrase. I don't really like to tell people, you know, if you don't get saved, you're going to hell. It feels a little yucky, doesn't it? Yucky? Is that a good word? I don't know. It's worse than that. It just feels a little gross to just say, if you don't get saved today, you're going to go to hell. But that's the fact. I mean, maybe not if you don't get saved today, but if you don't get saved, you know, if you don't, so I don't really like that kind of approach to say, if you don't get saved, you're going to hell. Man, that's true. But there's so much more than that, right? There's so much more. You're going to miss out on what God could have blessed you with, right? You're going to miss out what God was going to use you to bless others with. And I'm telling you, I mean this when I say this, I mean it with all my heart, best I can do, with all my heart. That's what the Ethiopian eunuch said. That's what Philip said, if you believe with all your heart. So I think that's a good phrase. Amen. He said, I believe this with all my heart. I think it's more exciting to lead someone to Christ than when I got saved myself. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it is. I'll tell you, because when I got saved, I didn't really understand it, right, completely. And I got saved. But I'll tell you, even Paul said, I'd be accursed. I mean, that's a little far to go, but I think what he's saying is that my kinsmen would be saved. I would be separated for that. But I think there's some emotion, some excitement in that. But I'm telling you, there's nothing more exciting in this life than being part of leading someone else to Christ. To what you miss is not just, you have a tough life. Man, if that's the worst it is, we have a tough life. If that's as bad as it gets, let's eat, drink, and be merry, for tomorrow we die. If that's it, right? But there's so much more than that. There's an end in this thing. Not only your end, but those that we're going to interact with. And so it's worth it. It's worth it when wisdom calls for us to respond. When wisdom warns, we avoid. When we veer off, the longer we veer off, the longer it takes us to get back to a place where we can affect others. You don't just veer off for weeks, months, and years and think, I'm going to get right now, and now I'm going to gain back and be right in that place. Doesn't work like that. It takes the longer. I mean, I don't know if it's, I'm not saying it's time. If it's 1 year, you got to take one. I'm not saying it's like that, but I'm saying the longer we go on, my point is, it's worth listening when wisdom begins to call us and warn us, don't go over there. You go over there, you're going to miss the opportunity. I'm talking about for the saved. When wisdom reproves us, who wants to be improved or instructed? Well, you told and this, but we do like the protected and delivered part. We like those parts. Amen. I've said this through this series, but I want to bring back to this. Let's don't beat ourselves up with this. That's not the goal. The goal of the Word of God isn't to beat us up for how many mistakes we made. Aren't you glad for that? Man, we'd all be a men most miserable. That's not the goal. That's not the point. You're thinking, man, I veered off so long. And I'll say this tonight. If you realize that you veered off, you're ahead of the game right now. If you've realized that. Many people spend so much time veering off that they're twisted, right? They're twisted with the listening to the voice of the evil man. They're twisted and they're going off and say, it's okay for me to do the thing I want to do. I don't need God. I don't need church. I just have my, they won't say I don't need God, but I don't need God's way. People say, I don't believe in organized religion. Right? It's really what they're saying is I don't want anybody having accountability with me. And so they go off on this kind of thing. And listen, if you realize, man, I veered off. I want to get back on track. Amen. Don't sit here worrying about how long it's going to take to get back. Just jump back in on that thing. Amen. So, second thing. Now Solomon brings the matter to its final contrast is what he's doing. The upright remain while the wicked are removed. And that's it. The difference is not that one group had more information than the other. See, what about those people way off in the jungles in Africa or in South America? They never heard. A lot of times we want to get hypotheticals, don't we? What about people that didn't, listen, we're most blessed if we've had several opportunities to hear the gospel. What a thrill. But this isn't about who had more information to deal with, and some people are going to be less accountable because they had less information, so they go to a lesser hell. Man, I ain't going to bank on that kind of thing. What a crazy concept that would be. The difference is, it's not how much information they had. The difference is, the voice they received, I mean, because the voice of the Spirit of God is calls on everyone. Amen? Jesus said, no man come unto me except the Father draw him, right? And this is God's plan. So if God's plan is for him to draw us, that we might be saved, and he wishes that none should perish, but that all should come to everlasting life, right? If that's what he said, then that means everyone's going to be drawn. And so what happens is, do we respond to that voice and follow it? That's really the thing. So here's the challenge. What voice is shaping the direction of your life? I want you to think about that. Don't only ask what a path offers right now. I mean, that's where we start. I get that. But ask, where is this ending? The path that I'm currently, the voice that I'm listening to, the direction, the pathway, not what's given me right now, because I need this right now. You know, a lot of people say that I couldn't do without this. I have to do this. I've heard people say some really not smart things. I have to. And it would be opposed to what the Word of God says. But I have to do this, Pastor. You don't understand. I'm telling you, I've heard that stuff so many times. You don't understand. You don't. I have to do this or I have to do that. I'm telling you, if you're going to say I have to, you ought to be able to see it in here. And if God says something to us in here, then he's not going to put something in our life that we have to do something that would contradict this. So what voice, listen, don't look at what it offers you right now, but ask where it ends. The voice of sin always talks loud. Listen, what I'm going to say here. The voice of wisdom always talks loudly about the moment. But wisdom speaks with eternity in view. My wife and I were just saying it, like 2 minutes before, like riding up on this road right here tonight. I said, I don't think the problem is that people get selfish necessarily, self-centered. Yeah, maybe, probably that too. But I think it's a different thing. I think what happens is we don't think this with eternity in mind. It's not that I only want to please me, it's that I'm just not thinking about pleasing him. And you know what, because there's a lot of people we wouldn't call selfish people. They're just not people that are following a path of eternity in mind. The path matters. Here's the last statement. We're gonna close. The path matters because the destination is real. Father, I do pray that you would now take this truth and these truths that we've covered for so many weeks now, and Lord, help us to look and to see and to even examine in our own lives the voices that are calling us and drawing us and enticing us and manipulating us. And Lord, I pray that you'd give us a desire and a willingness to live with a view of how every action is going to affect eternity. And Lord, we all are we're all covered in this flesh. And Lord, we, even after we're saved, Lord, we just can't get rid of it. And we have to battle it and choose against it. And Lord, you know our struggle. And Lord, I pray that you'd help us as we endeavor down this road of living a life to please you. We're heading toward that destination of living with you. Lord, I pray that you'd give us a view of eternity. And Lord, we'd ever keep that in our presence. And Lord, we'll give you thanks for it now in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. I want to just a couple things. I want to just, if you pray for Friday, the junior activity that's coming up. Pray, if y'all pray for that, the kids that are coming and all the things. I mean, our workers, bless their hearts. I praise the Lord. They said, we want to do 4 hours. I'm like, 30 minutes? No, I'm kidding. But they want to do, you know, they said, we want to invest in these kids. We want to do this. So we're going to do 4 hours with them. And we're going to do, you know, lunch and games. And they want to make an impact in them. So let's make an impact on those that are making an impact. Let's pray. Let's make that a matter of prayer. And this fella that my wife had mentioned on the prayer request, they were driving and he was blocking the road and they got out and found out he was passed out in his car, thankfully with his foot on the brake in convulsions or something. And the police had to come bust out the window, get him out. And he was doing some, so pray. I don't know. You know, he's a young man. And so pray that God, that he'd live. And that God would use this to turn his heart to Jesus, you know. And maybe say, I don't know, but I think everything that happens gives us an opportunity to draw close to the Lord. Sometimes we draw all the way to the Lord. Some things, I mean, in our life, I don't mean that in this car. Amen.